I do.
Brandela.
Hi, Brandy.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Good.
You feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. I'm still coughing a lot, but I'm doing better every day.
Good, you sound better.
Yeah. Still kind of taking it easy, you know. Not trying to do too much.
Are we still on?
Well, as far as I know, I mean,
Oh,
it's a little like
you kind of made
we
a
start.
noise. I didn't know if we'd gotten disconnected.
No, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm trying to be.
All right, well, we'll just wait.
Good evening.
Good
Good
evening.
evening.
I hope everyone is well.
Yes.
Please join me in saying the Anavakoach. Anavakoach. Gedulat Shemitah. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. The sequence Yud Kaf Shin is utilized to take any part of our body that needs healing and return it to its stem cell state, where it will be cleansed, where it will be healed, where it will be rejuvenated, and then return it back into the body in its newly restored, pristine state, where it will again do its job as it was meant to do, as it was created to do. Bahem taharem, Kasim kadosh, zirot duha, ha'el, ha'adada, ha'kufet, ha'donayan. Letters of the month of Iyar, the pay that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus. And I understand that there's a spaceship about to land on Venus for the first time. It's been, what's it been doing? It's been taking the orbiting Venus for the last 3 years. And now it's looking into what is below the cloud cover. Because Venus always has clouds, and it's never, the surface is never able to be seen. It's going to be interesting when they find what they find and then compare it to Rabbi Shabtai Donalo's commentary on the Sefer Yetzirah, where he describes the weather on Venus along with the weather on all of the other planets, so that all of the money that they've spent really wasn't necessary. And the Vav that created the constellation, the shore, which is the bull or the antelope or the buffalo, the shore. Together the Pe and the Vav have a gematria of 86, which is the Hebrew word Hateva, nature, and the Hebrew word Elohim, a name of God dealing with judgment. And we learn from this that it is our responsibility to look for God in nature, in the normal practices of natural law. This is where you will find God, in the details, in the practice, in the happenings of natural law. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Do Krek Shatcha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavateinu Kabel Ushma Tziyakateinu Yodeya Taralubot Shin Kufam Sari Yitzah. The verse from Samuel Bet. V'samti makom le'ami le'Yisrael Undati v'shakan Tachtav v'lo yirgaz V'lo yosipu V'nei avranot Acher barishona. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as at the first. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper.
Baruch Shem Kodesh.
We're going to be reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha of Bamidbar, from section 1. Before I begin, does anybody have any questions? Verse 1. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Fenenei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Fenenehu. Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Bemidbar Sinai Yohel Moed Vedomer Rabbi Abba Patah V'ayivra Elohim et ha'adam v'tzalmo v'gomer ha'ikira itmar tachatsi v'shata devara kutsha barichu li'adam aved le'ya v'diokna di'ila'e v'tata'e Wahawa Kalil Nikola Wahawa Nehorea Nahir Mistife Alma Adsaife Alma Wahawo Dechalin Kamea Kola. And Hashem spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, etc. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with, so Elohim created man in his own image. We have learned this verse, come and behold. At the time the Holy One, blessed be He, created the man, He made him in the image of the upper beings and the lower beings. And he was the combination of all. His light illuminated from one end of the world to the other end of the world, and everyone feared him. Before I read the written comment, I'd like you to consider. I define light as fulfillment, as in the endless world there was a vessel, which is us and many other things in our world and entities that we don't know, but they all have desires to receive to some level. That's the endless vessel. And then there's the endless light, which is the fulfillment of all those desires. Now, let's reread this part of the English translation of this first verse. Hashem, He made him in the image of the upper beings and the lower beings, and he was the combination of all. His light illuminated from one end of the world to the other end of the world, and everyone had awe for him, towards him. Adam, when he was initially created before the mistake, had all of the light of the endless world within him, sharing out of him, shining out of him. Adam was supposed to be the fulfillment of all of the desires in the universe. Adam was supposed to be the fulfillment of the endless vessel. Not just to be the endless vessel, but to learn how to be his own fulfillment. It's a whole different reading on what is our job, our spiritual work in this world. The written commentary. Did you ask the questions, who or what is everyone? What does fear mean in this context? Have you asked the questions, what is the true meaning of the term tent of meeting, which is actually Olam Moed? Olam Moed can also be translated as a tent of time. What does tent of time mean? A tent is a temporary dwelling, but it is different than a sukkah, which is also a temporary dwelling. When you read elsewhere in the Torah about the construction of the Olam Moed, there is no tent as we know it today. So what is an Olam? Look at the spelling of the word Olam. It is spelled incompletely, missing the vav. Spelled without the vav, the word means aromatic wood. With the vav, it means shelter. Thus, Olam Moed means a shelter from time, or within time. There are lots of questions. Perhaps we will get some answers as we read this relatively long section of Zohar. The second pasuk. Ve'agideha uknoha idle yistachla be'ya ve'akira ve'yiva Elohim et ha'adam ve'salmo be'tselem Elohim bara oto. K1 the Amar Betzalmo, my Betzalem Elohim Barauto, Elavadai Tirain Dargin, Diklilan Dekar Vedokba, Had Diklid Kar Vehad Lenukba. And though it was settled, we must look into this verse. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim, he created him. Since it already said his image, why repeat again? In the image of Elohim, he created him. He answers, there were two levels in the man, since he was composed of male and female. Therefore, there is one for the male, that is, so Elohim created, and one for the female. That is in the image. I am adding, two levels can be explained here as male and female. It can also be above and below. Another aspect is internal and external. Another way is good and evil. There are all actually many ways to describe the aspect of duality. Why is only male and female being used here in the Zohar to explain the verse in the desert of Sinai? There's a hint in the answer to this question. The third pasuk. Ugin ka du partsufin. Awo vadai v'sefa dikra okach dikti zachar unkeba barautam v'kalil hawa mitrein sitrin v'agidenu pa achidat the citro, haina me kalila, me train citrin, le mehe shalim be kolah. And as a result of this, there were assuredly two faces, male and female. And the end of the verse proves it, since it is written, male and female, he created them. And he was composed of both aspects. Although the female was attached to his side, she on her own was also composed of two sides, which are chesed in judgment, to be complete in all. My commentary. This answer is confusing to me. If we are seeing male and female as an aspect of the tree of life, then male represents mental attributes of Ketzer, Kochba, and Bina, while the female represents Chesed Gevura as the higher emotions, or is it higher ethics and morals? Again, many questions flow from this Zohar. And while this isn't written, as I was reading my commentary, what occurred to me is this understanding of the idea of an aspect of reincarnation that is hinted to in this male and female idea. And please understand, male and female is not being used in the context of men and women. It's being used in the context of sharing and receiving. And the idea of male and female here that is being expressed by the Zohar has to do with an aspect of reincarnation that women receive the three higher sephirot, their mental sephirot, from their husband. This is a teaching that I don't remember exactly where I heard it, but it is, I know it's written in the Shari Gilgulim later on in our studies. Is this a reflection that women are lower than men? No, it's not. It's the idea that these higher levels of Keter, Hochma, and Bina have to be, the vessel has to be built, has to grow to a level where it can handle that. And it isn't just females, women who don't have this vessel. Men don't either until they study Torah. And that's why in our generation, women are starting to grow their own through the study of Torah. I should say grow on their own. Pasuk 4. Wahawam stakyal rachmetal eila wetata kevan desarach itma'atu parzufin rachmeta istalakat Mineya Willahawa Mistakal Elaba Mile de Gufeya Livatar Oli Benin Meila E Vitata E Willahid Yashavu Da Wida Yalma Adioli Baruminea Ashtil Alma Divre Shet Behaut Muha. And he used to observe with wisdom up and down. Because he sinned, these faces diminished. I would have just written in the word Partsufim, because most people don't understand that the word faces is relating to a partsuf. The wisdom disappeared from him, and he was only concerned with his own physical matters. And afterwards he begot sons from above and below, That is, Abel was from the upper aspect and Cain from the lower. And neither of them inhabited the earth, since none of them left any descendants in the world. Then he fathered a son, namely Seth, and from him the world was planted. This has been explained. And before I read what I added in writing, the Torah says in chapter 4, I believe, or maybe 5, that Cain built a city and named it after his son Hanoch. So how does Rabbi Ashlag come and say that he did not leave any descendants in the world? And here you're getting the hint from Rabbi Ashlag's intuition and wisdom. You're getting the hint about the space people. The Torah hints at it as well when it says that the people, the children of Israel, will be gathered from the ends of the earth and even from the ends of space if they have gone that far when the Mashiach comes. I am adding, it is interesting to note that the firstborn is Cain, not Abel. The firstborn is generally considered the greater, the stronger energy. Yet Abel is related here by Rabbi Ashlag to be from the upper realms. This is something to contemplate. Actually, what we come to understand, and I will explain it to you now, when Adam sinned, the souls, you and I and every soul that was ever born, fell into the klipot. The further that someone fell into the klipot, into the mud, the higher their soul. People who become completed in the achieve their tikkun in the second 7,000-year cycle that we are in now are going to be at a lower level than the animals of our generation, of our world. Why? Because the souls of the animals fell further into the klipot, into the negativity. They're higher souls, just like Cain was higher than Abel. Verse 5. Ve'akid almatata ala ishtalim ve'ahava shalim ve'la ishtakach b'kiyomeya adiyata Avraham v'idkayam alma aval la ishtalim adi Avraham ishtakach b'ya bi alma v'yatid b'ya bimina keman b'yachid Vimileya leman denafil Ata Yitzhak Viyati Viyachid Viyideya Viyalma Bismala Viyitkayam Yatir Kevan Viyata Yaakov Ahi Biyam Saita Begufa Beit Kalil Beit Rain Si Dream Eat Kayam Amavila Hawa Meet Motet. In spite of all this, the world below was not finished and complete, and was not sustained on its own. until Abraham came along. The world was sustained but not completed until Abraham was present in the world and held on to the world with his right hand, that is chesed, as one who holds and assists the right hand of someone who fell. Isaac came along and held the world's hand with the left hand, that is Geburah, and the world was sustained even more. When Jacob came along, he held on to the center with the body, that is the central column, and became included in both sides, the right and the left. And the world stood firm and did not collapse. I am adding, the world was sustained on its own prior to Abraham. What does being sustained on its own actually mean? Nature goes along in a natural progression. Rain comes because man asks for it. Yet the world was destroyed through rain due to the negative actions of man prior to the birth of Abraham. Man's actions have corrupted the natural processes of the earth over the centuries, even before the flood. The warnings were given and were not heard. Now Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob came into the world, and the world stands on its own. It stands firm and does not collapse, yet it is still not complete. This is one meaning in this Zohar. We need to hear this warning. Completion is the goal, not sustaining the world, but completing the world. That is the work of man and mankind. Parsuk 6. Ve'im kalda la ashtil b'shar shol adiolid tire sar sevatin v'shavim nafshan v'ashtil alma v'akid la'ishtalim ad kabilu Usra Israel Oraita Betura Desimai Beit Kam Mashkena Gideinit Kayamu Almin Weishtalimu Weit Besamu Elaim And with all this, the world was not properly planted with its roots until Jacob begot 12 tribes and 70 persons. And the world was planted. Even so, it was not completed until the time Israel received the Torah and the tabernacle was erected. At that time, the worlds could exist and were completed, and the higher and lower beings were scented. I am adding, what does it mean that the world was completed when Israel received the Torah? Death came back into the world with the building of the golden calf. The world fell into error and became incomplete again. So why does the Zohar say the world was completed with the receiving of the Torah? Actually, with the gift of the Torah. Actually, it is a corruption since the actual Aramaic means the gift of the Torah. The world is not complete until each person receives the Torah, something which has not yet happened. Have you received the Torah? It is not written here in my commentary, but it needs to be asked. You need to realize that more than likely you have not received the Torah. In a few weeks, you have another opportunity to receive the Torah on the night of Shavuot. You've participated in the Shavuot holiday before, yet you didn't receive the Torah. How can you receive the Torah is a question you need to ask. Pasuk 7. Kewan diorayta umnashkina ito kamu ba'akucha Rifu lamishkad chelo diorayta kama Chayalin inun diorayta kama chayalin Inun demashkina tachatzvi komila Devae leityashva vedukteria lamityashva Aditar befuma vitmane ala Ofaka ba'akudsha baritu lamifkad Chayalin dioraita v'chayalin demashkina V'kuhu hawok echad v'lamit parshei daminda Kola kegavna dilela deha oraita Umashkina lamit parshei daminda v'yazlin kachada Since the Torah and the tabernacle were erected, namely Zeron, Pin, and Malchut, the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to count the troops of the Torah. How many legions are there in the Torah, in Zeron, Pin? How many hosts are in the tabernacle, which is Malchut? This means that He wanted to count Israel, who are the legions of Zeron, Pin, and Malchut. Come and see. Every item that needs to be settled in its place, that is to link properly the branch that is below in the physical to the root of that branch in the spiritual. The branch below to its root on top does not settle until it is uttered by mouth and is counted. Here also the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to count the soldiers of the Torah and the soldiers of the tabernacle in order to tie Israel to their roots above, which are Zeron, Pin, and Malchut, called Torah and tabernacle. And they are all united and are inseparable from each other. Everything is in a likeness of above, since their roots, the Torah and the tabernacle, are joined and inseparable from each other, and are unified. I am adding, please consider that what is being said here by the Zohar is that the speaking in the physical world and the counting in the physical world is a process that connects the spiritual root level of something to the manifested physical level in this world. How many times have you counted things without using your fingers and hands or moving your head? Most of us do not even recognize these automatic gestures of the human body for what they actually do, unite spiritual with the physical. Pasuk 8.
Ugin kach chayalechon alim b'choshbana v'ishtamoda gabehu barinun acharanim v'leit lon hushbana Ugin kach ketiv v'yadaber Hashem el Moshe b'bifar Sinai b'ohel moed, I b'ohel moed, Amai Bamidbar Sinai. Ela had leoraita, vechad lemashkina. Therefore, Israel, who are the legions of Zeranpin and Malchut, are counted so that they are known, in addition to the others who have no number, namely the women and those younger than 20 years. Therefore, it is written, and Hashem spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting. If it is in the tent of meeting, why is it required to mention that it was in the wilderness of Sinai, since it is known that the tent of meeting was in no other place except in the wilderness of Sinai? He replies, once is for the Torah, namely Zeranpin, and once is for the tabernacle, that is Malchut. I am adding, have you ever asked why the children and the women were not counted? Is it because they are code words for things that need to be concealed and not revealed? The ninth pasuk. Excuse me, I'm going to take a quick sip of water. Maybe not so sim, so quick. L'chai v'chai b'echad l'chodesh ha-sheni b'shana ha-shenit v'kol achad v'chai ikre chodesh ziv remez l'ha'u yarcha v'shata v'nahir l'sichara v'ha'kedein al-min kulu Ishikahu bishlimu, v'teitam me'eretz mitzrayim le'ishtamodah dehakad nafku. Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'chodesh harishon hawa. And both Torah and Tabernacle were on the first day of the second month, in the second year, that is the secret of Givurah, and the illumination of Chokmah of the left, since the month of Nisan is the right column and Chesed, and Iyar is the left column and Givurah, and all is one. Do you understand also, I'm making a comment here, why it needed to say the second month in the second year? Why did Givurah need to be related to twice? And all is one. That is, the right and the left were joined in harmony as one. This month is also called the month of Ziv, the month of brightness, alluding to the month and year that is luminous to the moon, that is Malchut, since the main perfection of Malchut is from the left column. The secret of the second month and the second year. At that time, all the worlds are whole, like Malchut, that is their root. After they were come out of the land of Egypt, the scripture informs us here that when Israel left Egypt, it was the first month. That is to say, they went out from the aspect of the first month, which is Chesed, and the right column. And then they were perfected, and also from the aspect of the second month, which is Givurah in the left column. I am adding, when one unifies right and left, creating central, one is creating one out of three. One is creating oneness out of triple. Chesed and Givurah being described in the Zohar as the frame of reference of a year, and also the frame of reference of the level of freedom. Verse 10.
Rabbi Yitzhak Batach Hashem Zakaranu Yevarech Yevarech Et Beit Kove Gomer Hashem Zakaranu Yevarech Ilein Surin Dehawo Avim Pushpana Bamad Bara Bakut Shabarihu Mivares Long the Osif Alaihu Bekalzim Na. Rabbi Yitzhak began the discussion with, Hashem has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house. Hashem has been mindful of us. He will bless us. Refers to the men who were included in the count of the desert, whom the Holy One, blessed be He, blesses, and to whom He adds more each time. I am adding, this is the Zohar that teaches that the counting in the desert included an increase in energy injected into the people, men, women, and children. Why did the children of Israel need an increase in energy? They needed an injection of desire, which is actually energy. And today we use the word consciousness. Perhaps we will find out why as we read the balance of these verses, these pasukim from the Zohar. Pasuk 11.
Tachati haiman diamar shivacha dechavreya divno odimamoneya ba'e levarka le'ya ulota'a aleya birkan minachlan b'moshe diktiv v'imchem Hayom kechokbei ha'ashamayim la'rov levatar makiti Hashem Elohei avotechem Yosef alechem tachem elef ve'amim ve'gomer Tirein birkan ha'rov Had Hashem Elohim Hei Avotechem V'gomer Hachad Levatar Vivarech Evchem Ka'asher Diber Lachem Ve'oda'a Alayhu Birkan Al Birkan.
Come and see. He who speaks in praise of his friend, of his children, or of his money or wealth, must also bless him and acknowledge those blessings. From where do we learn this? From Moses, since it is written, Behold, you are this day like the stars of heaven for multitude. And afterwards, what does he say? Hashem, the Elohim of your fathers, makes you 1,000 times many more than you are. There are 2 blessings here. One is the Hashem, the Elohim of your fathers. That is one. And the one following that is, and bless you as he has promised you. He promised to acknowledge them and add blessings, benedictions upon those benedictions. My commentary. When one speaks the praises of his friend, etc., one can be truly praising them or can be jealous of these things or essences. How does one know which is being said if one does not have the ability to read minds? If one adds a blessing after the praises, one knows that there is no jealousy, since one has replaced any energy that might have been taken due to jealousy and or the unconscious attitude that a person might have. Whenever you praise someone, that's a pretty dress. You need to say a blessing afterwards. This is something that is not taught. I never learned it till I read these verses in the Zohar. Something very important to add to what you do
If you feel that you cannot say a blessing because you'll be laughed at, as we live in a generation that laughs at people who follows these mystical actions, then say it quietly, but say it.
Pasuk 12.
Ve'iru mane shivacha d'chavreya ve'laude aleya birkan hu nitpas v'kad meta mileila ve'iru Mivarech Leia Umitvarech Mileila Uvirkata Ba'elevarka Labena Tava Vilabena Bisha Ukola Ba'ekucha Barishu Rechimuta Diliba Uma Mandim Bareh Lehavleya Ba'ekucha Barishu Deivareh Leya Be'natava Bilbatava Mandami Bareh Lekucha Barishu Ako Divaena Tawa Ava Vili Batava Urhi Muta Diliba Bekich Diachavta Et Hashem Elohecha Bekol Evavach And if he counts the praises of his friend but does not acknowledge these benedictions, he will be punished because of this, first from above. That is, he will be harmed because of it. And if he blesses him, he will be blessed himself from above. And he should bless him with a good eye and not with an evil eye. And in all things, the Holy One, blessed be, wishes to have the blessings given with a good heart when he blesses. And since when one blesses his friend, the Holy One, blessed be, he wishes one to bless with a good eye and a good heart, when one gives grace to the Holy One, blessed be he, most certainly it must be with a good eye and with a good and loving heart. Therefore it is written, and you shall love Hashem your Elohim with all your heart. And we've had the commentary that the word for heart is lev, lamet bet. But in this verse, it's spelled lamet bet, the bet, with two bets. With two houses? No, I don't think so. Two vessels? The sages teaches us that the two bets represent the good inclination and the evil inclination. And this is, you have to bless everything, all that you have in your heart, all the goodness, and you have to overcome the negative side so it supports your blessing of goodness. My commentary. This verse being quoted has many commentaries, both Kabbalistic and non-Kabbalistic, written about it. Essentially, the question is asked, how can Hashem command someone to love? This Zohar begins the answer. When one demonstrates their love of both God and mercy, Hashem and the God of judgment, Elohim, one is using both the two yetzers, the inclination to actually return any energy that might have been diminished by the words of commentary one said about another. This takes a blessing afterwards to restore that energy. This is how Hashem can recommend us to love, since we have the consciousness that we may be imperfect in our consciousness and may be perfect in our actions. This is the beginning of love, since when we do love, we can become love. Pasuk 13. Our hour is almost up. I intend to finish these verses. There's quite a few more. So if one needs to leave, I do understand. I hope there will be at least one person who will stay so that the recording can be continued. Pasuk 13. Tachati ha'ukbuha leit birkata dilela sharya almila deitam itne veitema Yisrael ech itmenun ela kufra natle minayu Wehauk buha vuhush bana lahawe adit kemish kol hahu kufra vesalik vuhush bana ukad meta mivarkan lehuli Yisrael uvatar Sinan haru kufra uvatar mehadrin umbarkin lonely Israel ishtakahu Israel mitbarkin bekad meta usofa wilasalik behu motana. Come and see. It has been established that the blessing of above does not rest on something that has been counted. You may question, how could they have counted Israel? It is because they took ransom from them, and it was settled. And the count did not take place until all the ransom was gathered and counted. At first they would bless Israel, and then they would count the ransom. And they would repeat and bless Israel again. So the result is that we find that Israel were blessed in the beginning and at the end. And there was no death amongst them. My commentary. We count things all the time. Sometimes it is to count the members of a minyan. Sometimes it is to assess our own blessings or our own wealth. Sometimes it is even counting our family members to make sure each person is in the car. What are we doing? We diminish what we count due to the spiritual law expressed in the Zohar. Nothing counting has a blessing, since we limit it by counting. Some people use words in a verse from the Tanakh to equate the count. This is not a ransom. The correct way is to not count. A statement, more than one, more than two, is one of the best solutions to this issue, since the statement more than adds and does not limit. Unless the things we are counting are perfect and complete, then stating more than creates imperfections. Do we live in a complicated world? Only because we choose not to use our true sight, our intuition, properly. Pasuk 14. Smotana amai salik b'minyana ela Begin de virkata la sharya bamin yana kewan. Distalak virkata sitra hala. Share aloh Akileatsaka Baginda Paminyana Nadlin Kufra Bafidyona Basalka Ale Minaihu. He asks, why does death result from counting? And he answers, it is because the blessing does not dwell when you count. And when the blessing departs, the other side rests upon it, and one could be damaged. Therefore, they used to substitute a monetary ransom for the count, and thereby remove the threat of death. I am adding, the monetary ransom is the half shekel. That is why it is still necessary to perform this mitzvah of the half shekel each year prior to the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It is best to do so prior to reading of the Megillah on Purim. Pasuk 15. Excuse me, I am going to take another sip. Yivarech et Beit Yisrael ilei nashin bilasalkin b'minyana. Yivarech et Beit Acharon t'inun mevarkin v'yama b'ena tava u'liba tava u'virchi muta d'liba Et Beit Acharon Hakina Mei Nashin Diparkan Devarkata. He will bless the house of Israel. These are the women who are called house, which were not included in the counts, because women were not counted in the desert. He will bless the house of Aaron, because they are the priests, and they bless the people. With a benevolent eye, a good heart, and the heartfelt love. The house of Aaron, why does it mention the house? It alludes also to the women who are blessed by the blessing of Aaron. On those ads, we still do not know why the women were not counted. Perhaps it's because of the laws of reincarnation. The idea that the women are on a one-to-one relationship to the men. But that's not really true, because the woman has free choice as to whether she incarnates in this lifetime of her husband. Pasuk 16. Yivarech Yirei Hashem Ileni Nun Levae Lekuhu Mitbarkin Begin De Dachalim Leia Lekutcha Barichu Maktanim Im Hagdolim Aagidila Alim Bemin Yana. He will bless those who fear Hashem. These are the Levites, all of whom are blessed because they fear Hashem. It is written, both small and great, because although the young were not included in the count, since they were counting the population only from 20 years and older, still they should be blessed together with the older ones. We see that the children are included in the blessing, even if they are not counted. And this relates to the size of the vessel of children. How much energy can they handle? Pasuk 17. Tachati la ishtakach minyana behu b'Yisrael. Yitbarkan be'ya
Dehai minyana, dehai minyana. Lit parka hawa ulashlama. Shalai muta dialmin. Hawa uva atar. Dabir kan nafkin it benun. Diktiv beachad lachodesh hasheni. Lihu ziva devir ka'am. Dialma. Deminea. Nafik ziva. Lialma. Vialda ikre chodesh sin, viziva dekola, nafik mine vialda, kitiv yivarechecha, Hashem mitzion, bekola chad mila utiv, ki sham tziva Hashem et havracha vegomer. Come and see, we do not find another counting among Israel by which they receive blessings from it as in this count, in which they use the half shekel for the counting. Because this counting was purposely meant for a blessing, and it was meant to perfect the completeness of the worlds at the place whence blessings emanate. They were counted as it is written, on the first day of the second month, that is the eve of the world's blessings, out of which emanates and radiates brightness, the Hebrew word is Ziv, to the world. Hence the second month, which is the left column, is called by the name of Ziv, because the brightness of everything radiates from it. And therefore it is written, may Hashem bless you out of Zion, that is the secret of Malchut. And it all pertains to the same thing, because Malchut was built from the second month, which is the secret of the left column. It is also written, from there Hashem has commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Pasuk 18. Rabbi Yehuda Hawa Shekiach Kameya de Rabbi Shimon Al El Yisrael Mayan Atar It Barkan El Wav de Alma de la Mashkichim Wila Mistachlin Benena Shah Bikara de Malka Ilaha Tachate Beshata de Ishtakahu Yisrael Zakain Kame Kucha Barichu Wahawo Almin Shekihim Bechad Ilana Ilaha Kadisha Dim zona dekola beya, hawa mitvarech meatar, dekol birkan tenishim, beya uveya, itnata veashtilu sharshon. Rabbi Yehuda was present before Rabbi Shimon. He said to him, from where do Israel draw their blessings? He answered him, woe to the world that does not pay attention, and to men who do not observe the glory of the highest king. Come and see. At a time when Israel are worthy before the Holy One, blessed be he, the worlds were in one uppermost and holy tree, that is Zeranpin, where all the sustenance is. And it receives blessings from the place where all the blessings were gathered, that is Bina, where it was planted and rooted. Since the Mochin of Zeranpin were planted in Bina, in the secret of the three that emanate from one. One exists in three. My commentary.
Rabbi Ashlag is giving us the code, which he later revealed as the Gimel Rishonot. This code is that Keter, Chachma, and Bina are always acting in concert. They are always unified. In my opinion, this is the mistake that the Hasidim make because this does not apply to the concept of Chabad, Chachma, Bina, and Daat. Verse 19. V'Yisrael ta'ata Awo mitvar kan me'atar T'kali nun birkan nachin Be'ya v'la mitach Be'y le'me'pach Ha'idiktiv yivarechecha Hashem Mitzion Uti Tetav Termon Sheyored Al Harale Tzion Kisham Tziva Hashem Et Habracha Chaim Ad Haolam V'dayhu Nehiru Ti alma diktiv mitzion miklal yofi Elohim hofia hofia nahir Kada hofia meta mehar Paran vekad yinaher Yinaher lekuhu Amin. And Israel below were blessed from the place out of which all blessings emanate and are not prevented from leaving. That is Malchut, as is written, May Hashem bless you out of Zion, and like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mourners of Zion. That is Malchut, and it is further written, because it is there that Hashem commanded the blessing life forever. And that is the light of the universe. It is written out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. Elohim has shone forth. Has shone forth means illuminates, as in he shone forth from Mount Paran. And when he lights up, he illuminates all the worlds. I am adding, blessings flow from Chachma and then manifest in Malchut. This relationship is being alluded to in this idea, in this verse. This is why we look up with our heads when we say the word Baruch in every blessing, to connect to Chachma on the right column at the top of the tree. The 20th verse. Bekad hai nahiru idar kolahu bechabruta kolahu birchimuta kolahu mishlimu kideinu shelama dekola shelama Deila wetata idiktiv Yehi shalom bechelech Shalwa be'armenotayach. And when this light, meaning the blessing, and life mentioned above awakens, all is joined. That is in the secret of union. Everything is with love. All is with perfection. And then it is all peaceful. Peace above and peace below. That is the meaning of peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. My commentary. How does one connect to peace? One needs to start with a consciousness of love of the other person or the other thing. Then one needs to have perfection created. Then, and only then, will someone connect to completion, which is the idea of shalom, or peace. Read the Hebrew letters within the word shalom.
there, Shalem, completion. Does anybody have any questions? That's the end of the section.
Classes this coming week, Saturday night at 8:30. We will be reading from the Zohar from the Parasha of Naso. Sunday morning we will have continue our preparation for the holiday of Shavuot. Monday at 5:30, we will be teaching about the letter Aleph. First time we're getting into the letters themselves. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will be teaching Advanced Reincarnation, class number 51. Wednesday is a basic class.
It's class number, I believe it's class number 13, but I don't remember what the subject is.
Thursday next week at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class where we will read from the Parasha of Naso. Oh, excuse me. Thursday next week at 7 o'clock is our connection to Rosh Chodesh Sivan. I hope you'll join us for that connection. And that following Saturday at 8:30, we'll be reading from the Zohar from the Parsha of Bechalotza. Monday night, the 2nd of June, is Erev Shavuot. We will be having an all-night study. Well, we'll see how long we last, starting at 11 p.m. I hope you'll join us. Remember, if you stay up all night on Shavuot, the Ari guarantees us a chaos-free life until Rosh Hashanah, at the least, at the minimum. Actually, the reading of the Hebrew can be either till the new year of Rosh Hashanah or for a 12-month period from Shavuot to Shavuot. In my experience, it's been from Shavuot to Shavuot. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful evening, a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Good night.